Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Rami Malek said that he sat behind Prince William and Kate Middleton at the premiere of the new James Bond movie, No Time to Die. Malek told E! News, "You can see a lot from what someone's body language was doing," he said. "I think they loved the film. That was the impression I got." I met William, Prince William, Your Royal Highness Prince William, Princess Kate and Prince Charles, of course, at the BAFTAs, and to see them again, it was fun, like meeting old friends, actually. Malek told a story to Jimmy Kimmel about that first meeting. Malek noted that the Duke and Duchess do their homework when it comes to learning the filmography of actors, but when he asked Kate about herself, she was taken aback. "I just looked at Princess Kate at one point and I said, 'This must be exhausting.' And she said, 'Why?' I asked. 'You just had a baby, right?' And I think she was taken aback." Malek was referring to Prince Louis, who at the time of the BAFTAs was only 10 months old. Kate said, "How are you doing?" I'm like, "No, how are you?" And in the most regal, elegant way, she gave me a look. But you can tell. Imagine you're dressed to the nines, have to talk to all these actors. They're so careful, but it was so cool. I think I caught her off guard for a second. And, you know, had that look of, in the most elegant, professional, royal way. Yes, it's a lot having a kid. For me, I just try to treat them like I would anybody else. I'm sure a dose of normality is probably something that is quite refreshing to them. Malek also revealed that he then offered to babysit Prince Louis so the royals could have a couple's night out, but Kate didn't take him up on the suggestion. "The funniest thing about that was," I said, "if you ever need a day off, some time off, I'm back up for you." She's like, "What do you mean?" I go, "I can babysit. You guys go out. Have a good time." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Diana the Musical continues to be a comedy gem. The New Statesman provided a review that says, "If Diana the Musical was satire, it would be comedy genius. Bafflingly, it is not. This new show, akin to Dick Van Dyke orating a Daily Mail article as a pantomime dame, made me age 17 years in less than 2 hours. If Diana the Musical was satire, it would be comedy genius. There is a jazz hands chorus solemnly dressed in royal staff garb who interject with coy asides at every available opportunity. There's a moment of respite from the thick saccharine harmonies when Charles and Diana go to a concert to hear the Bach cello suites. Alas, Bach is swiftly transformed into a cloying trifle of musical theatre cliché, and the G major prelude turns into a glam rock number. There are bizarre attempts to bring Diana's story, beloved as she is by millennials, into 2021, but they manifest as cringeworthy anachronisms. In this particular Bach mashup, Diana longs for Charles to get funkadelic. And when Diana dances at the ballet, the chorus tell us that every move was on point. Later, in a raw pre-divorce ballad, she intones knowingly, "Serves me right for marrying a Scorpio. Who on this bloody earth is this sodding show for? Uncynical tarot readers? Sassy girl bosses? Ironic hipsters? The swear words give it away, Americans." Charles, the Prince of Wales, says, "God damn it." And Diana says she's a kindergarten teacher, more than once. Yet in their most vicious, painful arguments, they seem only able to call each other bloody sods. Is this how we are viewed from the other side of the Atlantic? The Queen is wearing eyeliner, and Camilla Parker Bowles, inexplicably, has incorporated the word cuddle into her vocabulary. America is touted as the land where everyone can express their feelings. Diana would fit right in, says the Queen. Ooh, burn. Yet Parker Bowles is reduced to a quivering wreck over the lifetime of Sundays she would like to spend with the haughty Charles. Boo, hiss. Genuine tragedies reduced to crunchy harmonies. The chorus genuinely sings suicide attempts and bulimia to create background atmosphere. And among the final sequence post-car crash, I catch the line among headlines transformed into song. The Princess of Wales walks through a minefield in Angola. I have aged 17 years in an hour and 57 minutes. If you too would like to spend these precious seconds of your life watching something akin to Dick Van Dyke orating a Daily Mail article as a pantomime dame, go ahead and tune right in. By the way, this podcast has gone 2 straight episodes without mentioning a certain member of the royal family. Can we make it 3? Come back tomorrow to find out. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.